What are you going to say to Nate afterwards, or what do you, tonight?
Well, I already congratulated him. I said that's my roommate, so just kind of throwing that one out there.
Yeah, busy night for you back there.
Yeah, it was a lot different than last week, and I mean, I think it was, 50 shots?
Yeah.
And that's more than I had in two games last week. Yeah. But you know what? I like those games. It keeps me on my toes the whole time, and I mean, my goal is, my job is to stop the puck, and so.
So the last one they scored, they took the lead. What happened on that one?
It was a play from down low, and it was a pass out front, and I believe Justin Hall got a stick on it, kind of deflected, got a piece of it, but it went far side. But, you know, we recovered.
Yeah.
We recovered. We did a...
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm done.
When Hollis scored that, what did you think, you know, going into overtime? Did you know UMD's reputation for never losing in overtime?
No, I don't even know anything about their reputation. But, you know, I think that just showed that's a good sign for our team that we can make those goals in the closing seconds, even when we have our goalie pulled, just to tie it up. And, you know what, we carried it into overtime and we didn't quit.
Yeah, any big goals that you or big saves that you remember? Someone was talking about one where you kind of.
What about in the first period?
Oh yeah, that was it was a shot from my left. I made a blocker save. Rebound went hit off. I think our defenseman's breezers and it was trickling back towards the goal. And I looked back quickly, and just kind of reached back and kind of snagged it out from the. I believe it was on the goal line at that point.
With your stick?
With my stick. So pulled that one out and.
You don't remember who shot that one? Or